Welcome to the Life Lessons Podcast with your host, yours truly, Philip Peter.
Yes, good afternoon, guys. This is the second part of the discussion. You know that we'll be comprehensive and touch some other things. But at the end of the last episode, we were talking about being in relationships where the issue of having a title became a sticking point. And I want to say this to all the young men out there, Christian, non-Christian, atheist, whatever you want to subscribe yourself to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When when you're dealing with a young lady, it is often said that women have a great instinct. Mm-hmm. I argue that men have an instinct too, but we generally ignore it.
Yeah.
Right, because we because it's just a feeling.
Listen to me, the good feeling is a real thing, brother.
Brother, if
it's like a second brain.
And despite having the instinct, you know, we generally, I think females say this to me a lot already. They say men go after what they see. So once they're attracted to it physically, they will go despite whatever red flags are off in their head. I beg to differ as well.
You will look good, I promise you.
Exactly.
And I will tell you that you look good. I will be all upon you making you know that you look good.
And not be interested, eh?
And not be interested.
I have
to know more.
I've seen girls before. And this is just to speak to what men are actually interested in nowadays. And how much they're actually interested in as well. Because, let me give an example. You see a girl in a... some short clothes, you know, so probably I expose something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for you personally, you might say, for me, I'll say, boy, this girl, she have good shape, or she look pretty, but at the end of the day, you think to yourself and say, but I really don't have an interest in it, though, because if it is that you will show everything to everybody before me actually...
But even the point that she could be covering up, like... You can still see it.
That's true as well.
I know girls who that's wear long things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dressed
down long
to
clothes.
That, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dressed down to ankle. Mm-hmm. Probably I walk on it 2 times, step on them knee back and drop on them knee. Let them forehead. And then enough to walk. And I'm something there. And them look good. And mm-hmm. I say to myself, do I like them because they look good?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something else
that's
about
true.
Them?
That's true.
Listen, right? There's another thing that I'm just giving a little bit of the sauce away.
I have a thing for Muslim girls.
Interesting.
That sounds like trouble. Because remember, when you did go outside the denomination, it never ended up well. When you go outside of the religion, next thing you go to pound trek to Mecca, and I say, boy, I'm fine, I'm look for Allah and be a sin.
I
have
to look for Allah. Allah.
But here's one of the things that I have observed. A girl will be fully covered,
mm-hmm.
and this is really some of the sauce that we're giving away.
Yeah.
But as a man, you can sense that she's easy.
But
you can't put your finger on it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you're degrading her or
no,
saying.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
But
I'm
can,
not trying,
is
trying
that,
to agree with
like,
you. I don't know. Like, I have this
sixth sense.
Like I know the girls I'm supposed to go after.
Boy, we can't tell you that. We can't say something.
No, believe me.
It's a thing like...
Renard, do better with that than I.
Me and my singles would cannot say that.
I know, like... Me don't know what. Like, the girl must... There could be 10 girls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all 10 of them. But I'm saying I go for the one, yeah. And I end up with the one I'm going for.
But
and then, but we just, they just don't.
The joke. No,
person's who are not willing to try. So you can like somebody and they want to be with you. But then effort is something to you can't build in friend effort and you can't instinct effort.
So you're saying all the qualities are there.
Yeah.
Except that they
you,
won't.
And you can't know if they somebody won't. Will
that way, so, put on effort. So really
it. That's understandable.
So really if that is true then we would have to look at the fact that a relationship is work.
Yes.
Work.
If you're not willing to work, stay by yourself.
Right. Work.
Because there are going to be issues that are difficult.
And a bit of compromise as well.
And you're going to find yourself... Some people say this is... They reach at a point where they begin to lose themselves.
No.
No, watch me clean it. That varies from person to person.
Yeah.
Some people are so full of themselves that anything apart from them,
what do you want to do?
All of a sudden, they're losing themselves.
Yeah. Oh,
that's different from when somebody's manipulating you and now you're becoming somebody else.
Because I was about to say that if it is that you find yourself compromising so much that you're losing yourself, then losing yourself and losing the great values in which you've been grown with, then something wrong with that. And perhaps
Toby Enwigwe, I look him up, great rapper.
Can't even spell his name, so
TobeNwigwe.
Alright.
So yes, ladies, the single Renard can spell. That's good. When I was a compliment, say okay, I spell, so that's actually a good point. Continue.
Toby Enwigwe, who is a rapper, Christian,
mm-hmm.
and a rapper, he...
A Christian rapper.
Yeah. Mm. In all of the music, he talk about his wife, he talk about God.
Mm.
Every single one of him song that I listen to, his wife will be mentioned, and his affiliation with Christ.
Mm.
And in an interview, they were talking about how they met, and the fact that when they just met, him never want her at all. And she... You know, normally man see woman and say, oh, that's my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She saw him and say, that's her husband. Mm-hmm. But him never want her none tall, like, get away from me, you. Right? And he dropped a few nuggets. One of the nuggets that he dropped was that you shouldn't be with somebody because of how they love you. And another one, which is relating to this, he said that love is a commandment. And you can't command feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you can't say, you be sad, and the person gets sad. So, in as you're saying that a relationship is work,
mm-hmm.
it's the same thing. Like, when you're supposed to love Christ and love your neighbor as you love yourself, that's a commandment, and that is working. You can't just get up one day and say, I'm going to feel like I'm going to love you, and then it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a case now where some of us who have relationship problems really have our relationship problem with God?
Yes.
So if we can never understand God's love and love God back,
we can't love
anybody else. It always seems that there is a missing link. Because once we have in this age, there's this thing that we say, if it's not serving me and where I'm going and my purpose, I'm out. What if your wife, in fulfilling her God-given purpose, now unlocks a part of you that you never knew, and now you are, for example, you're a counselor now doing what you're doing, you end up in somewhere else, totally different.
To give you a joke, even with Toby, it's not to give Jamaican something, but to give you a joke. Even with team laugh, you laugh too, right?
Wow.
But with Toby, he was a footballer. He was college football, like top five in the country.
Yeah.
And the Saw Sick Challenge, unwrapping challenge, when he got around, his wife tell him, say, enter the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I just do it. And then after that, it gained so much traction that him decided for every Sunday, him drop a new
freestyle.
And him call it Get Twisted Sundays. Until now, the man had tour, and had travel, had sell out shows, and all that. Because of his wife, who at first he didn't want at all.
And then so she
came and disturbed something in him.
And that contradicts him being a footballer.
Yeah.
If he defines himself by being a footballer and misses out on his purpose by holding his position and what he thinks he is, he would have suffered in some way, shape, or form.
I'm always moved by stories like those, you know. I always see it as something fascinating.
Especially just ball, but
where you find your partner and your partner helps to build you as an individual, with your God given purpose and all.
That's another thing we're looking for, ladies. Continue.
Yeah. But I mean, we as men want women who motivate us to do things that are right as well. You know, quite often we find that females are, I won't say females, I won't even make that general thing. Quite often we find that persons enter relationships and they're off self, really and truly. So they're all about them progressing, they're all about them making
certain moves. Yeah,
yeah, and yeah, they, what they want for their birthday,
if say, is that,
for example,
is that,
where they want to go.
Is that what God wants you to do? Question me and I put God in it. Say, you sure that's what God wants? And then we discuss it, how we don't know if this is aligns with God.
But even mentioning God, even mentioning God in the conversation can make it a fiery thing as well, in terms of make it heated. Because I remember being with somebody before where this person wanted to do something. Oh God, I didn't want to get too specific because I don't even know if this person might listen to this. But anyways, let me speak. So I was speaking to this individual and this person wanted to do, you know, ministry, like evangelize and all these things. So they went out with a specific group on different days and evangelize, right? And this person, I remember she said to me one night that she was tired. And I was like, you're tired? Then rest. You know, but she was saying that she have evangelism to do. So I said, but you're tired. And if it is that you're tired, then you will not be able to apply yourself properly. To the evangelism. And she said, no. Evangelism have to come first. Or God work have to come first. But I'm like, but God say we must rest too.
Yeah.
Right?
God rested on the Sunday.
Yeah, so I'm saying, and right there, it became a thing of who knows the Bible best, who knows God better. And then I was like,
brother,
oh, all right. So I'm not holy enough then because I'm telling you to rest.
Yeah.
And I'm not holy enough to be this person that you
confide in.
And perhaps seek I would say guidance in doing certain things, because I'm saying, as somebody that cares about you, you're complaining about not resting, and I'm saying to you, rest.
Yeah, the joke.
And you find comfort in, well, I don't even know if it's comfort.
Yeah, the thing, Javon. It's at the part when nobody never tell you. You see, sometimes when a woman is complaining about something, they don't want a solution.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work out that equation, because the thing is that ironically God has wired us in such a way that we think solution.
Right.
So if you have the problem with rest, with being tired, the solution is rest. But what you really want to say is that I am tired, but I'm going to go anyway. But I just wanted to let you know
that
I'm tired. Because if I talk to my girlfriends that I am tired, maybe they will say that I'm complaining. So I just want somebody who won't complain that, yeah, you say, oh, gee, how are you going to do that? And then you move on from there.
But
the other side is, time I go fix it. The other side is that we have to be able to recognize the voice of God regardless of who it's coming from. Because doing, it's become, it has been pressed on me, in me from about last year. I heard my aunt send me a clip with a pastor saying that many times we work for God but not with Him.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think that serving God is a job, so we do things to meet a certain quota. I'm not saying that's the case for her, but that is something that we have to look at as well. See me? So if and then it's interesting, because as a pastor's kid, the biggest complaint you'll hear in pastors' families all across the world is there enough time for family? Which means then, If you have demands of church and family, there are going to be times where you have to give up one for the other. And the glamorous one to give up, the spiritual one it would seem to give up, is family for church. But it is counterintuitive. Because if you give up too much of church for family for church, your family will grow, leave you. And then you come back and say it's the devil. But you simply were not there to grow your kids.
And grow up resenting the church as well. Because you are the church is the thing that took away my father. Or family, took away,
and family is the first institution that got created before the church.
Alright.
So how do you decide and okay, I'm going to put the thing that God created first over the thing that he just created us for to commune?
That bothers me and mention of it, you know, the saying that persons need to be they need to be careful how they interpret certain things and how they portray certain messages out there. Because if it is that we look at things in a non-practical way, like
only in an idealistic way, it's not pragmatic, it's not
practical. And some persons look at it and they say, no, but this really, because persons on the outside are looking at it and they say, hey, this doesn't make sense. Because just to go back to the story that I shared, somebody on the outside might look at it and say, wait, if me tired, me go rest. So what? Is it that as a Christian you can't rest?
Yeah.
You understand me? And then
a trouble has start because exactly. Some Christian really feel say them not for rest. Them
but that's the thing. Because the Bible suggests and not only suggests but says clearly that you should rest. There should be rest.
And then work without faith.
There should be rest.
Then I need to work.
There should be rest.
If you work too much, you will be there.
And I've always said,
this is the thing where work is concerned. I think I was talking to Sarah about it yesterday, and I was telling her that she was saying nothing is free.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling her no, salvation is free. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that you can do to earn salvation at all.
Renard has just touched the point.
You can
work, was actually going to go on.
Work, mm-hmm. But still not adopted.
It's salvation. Not as if you.
So yeah, she asks, how you gain salvation then if nothing you do? She means everybody
ever goes there. At the mercy of God,
this is where grace comes in.
Bro.
Mercy and grace of God.
I've said it to persons. We literally do that in the midday meditation. I think it's either to the one or the one before.
Mm.
Because you cannot qualify. You cannot that's what earn. I
keep on saying to people.
You cannot get points with God.
So when people keep on saying that, faith without works is dead, and they invest so much time in this. Like I've said, the persons that
trying to actually be with.
I said the persons that hey, I left high school, I left fifth form, went to sixth form, lower six, and I can tell you that it wasn't a matter of my grades why I reached a sixth form,
brother.
I reached the college, didn't have any money, and it's not a matter of the time and money why I actually reach final year. So it's not
university,
so exactly. I went into exam after exam, no study, and still passed. And I was like, but I knew that I had strong prayers before every exam, and I had this crazy faith. As a pastor would say, this crazy faith that hey, we need to pass the exam because we can't
accepted,
get less than the B.
When I
got
accepted at IUC, when I came for my acceptance letter, the thing that the person said to me when I got it, she said, you're one of them faith having
them. Yeah.
I'm like, most definitely.
It has to be.
Because out of all the persons them, when we come, because I came doing an interview for a scholarship. I was the least qualified.
Yes.
The least qualified for the scholarship out of everybody else. When they ask me why me forget the scholarship, me tell them say because I'm Renard, you know, I sound conceited.
Oh, you're so bright to say.
Yeah, I'm so bright to say Renard.
It's so beautiful that we really have that common connection without even knowing. Because after dropping out of university at least twice, I never thought that I'd be going back.
This is the first time I'm university.
I reach finally.
And I'm in final year now, really? If you don't talk about this too long, mega ball. Legit.
Friend, you understand.
I'm being honest, I've said it over and over. I said to people, say, there's no way you can put... I have no problem with persons saying, faith without works is dead. You know? As a matter of fact,
works without faith is dead to them.
Let me not say that. I have no problems with persons saying that you should work hand in hand with the faith that you have.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that, right? But what I have a problem with is that if you make it seem to persons that, hey, the only way you can get to a certain place is if you
work,
if you work, over time and pushing
there's this scripture that people tend to repeat when they talk about it.
Sorry about that, guys. Technical difficulties.
For the brief pause, what I was saying is that there is this scripture that says, when you reach heaven and the Lord says, my good and faithful servant, you are serving me well, well done. You were something of a...
You've been faithful in a few, you know. Well, that's a different scripture, but yeah.
But I'm saying that's what they use to quantify working.
But here's the thing,
they think that if all... I work, and hear well done up there.
Mm-hmm. But that scripture, and I'm just thinking about it now, that scripture is really about obedience, because it says, well done, my good and faithful servant. It means service. Yes, it means work, but it means obedient service to God.
Yeah, it could be interpreted as
yeah, because remember now, in the same Bible, It refers to persons in the Gospels that are going to come to Jesus and say, we did this in your name.
Precisely.
And it says, he says, depart from me, I know you not.
Mm-hmm.
And the word know there really refers to experiential knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows everybody's names in the world. That's not what he's talking about. But he has never had an encounter with you.
Yeah.
You have had an encounter with church. God, this is going to be sticky. You have encountered the altar, but you have not yet encountered God.
And I think people need to separate. I told a girl the other day that when she finally separates some of her religious thinking, she'll finally realize that it's a relationship thing with Christ that will make her better. Because she was talking about wanting to have a better Christ-like life. And she tell me,
foolish,
smash it. I'm like, okay.
The thing is, you know, how can you follow a man that you don't know?
Well, follow him wholeheartedly.
I was saying when one of the first persons that came to Christ, he asked who Christ was. Christ says,
Peter,
follow me.
Oh, it's not Peter, it's one of the, I think, the lawyer. Yeah. The rich young ruler said, follow me, and he could have go. They grieve him.
Follow me.
If you want to know who Jesus is,
yeah,
follow him. Yeah. I know this is like a big segue from relationships, but we are Christian men, so we will talk about God in everything. We're not going to overdo it, but it is key, because if you look on the relationship part of your life, your financial part of your life, your sexual part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of church people segment it, you know. So I love God, but I have to bend over. That's graphic, but this is what it is.
And sex is supposed to be a worship.
And all of a sudden, going to carnival now is a different part of me, but I still love God. Right? The people do it. They're going to
some things here.
Right? So... God is centered or central to everything, and until we understand that, we will always sell ourselves short. Because I will tell, as we were saying earlier, me getting to IUC was not me. I applied in 2014, wanted to do theology, it never worked out. But come back 2016 thinking that I would be working at the health department and coming to school. I had to leave the job to take the scholarship, and I did not know how I was going to survive.
Yeah.
And I actually got a gift from somebody who is now deceased. And I was thinking that, all right, me get this piece of food, bam, certain things I will sort out. And believe me, the money done not quick time. Because I come to college, and you know, some of you live good life and all them something. So the money done quick time. And up to this semester is the first semester I've ever registered early. I have no stress on my head, and even that taking place is not my money.
No, sir.
Well, it was my money when it was paid, because I paid for my account, but it's not my money to do it.
Me never get it. When I know how to come, I just show up.
Right? So we have to see God actively.
Yeah.
Where that is concerned. And what I'll do, I'm going to ask Jovan to just wrap this up.
Yes, and I mean, we can't see it as... I'll just go back to this point before we close. We can't see God's blessings or the opportunities which God has blessed us with as something that we have worked for. Because if it is that we should work for what we're getting, then we would not be getting any of these things.
We can sometimes we can only see certain things by looking back.
True. Yeah.
And in looking back, you reflect on the fact that I never you do it. And you realize, say, and you do it, and the work do it.
I can tell you.
It's God.
And the days in which I got some of my biggest blessings, it was when it was some specific days in which I knew I didn't deserve it. That's like, right. After you just done things, you say, God, you still come through with this? Like,
and
me think you never cancel it. And
that's so...
Yeah, me think you never cancel it and then give me it when me actually work. And actually,
when I'm right.
Yeah, when I'm right. When I'm righteous, right. Exactly.
When I'm right.
And that's a perception persons give up.
And it's a thing that sinner's prayer isn't heard.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all right, we're going to stop this so that don't make no sense. Because if sinner prayer never hear, would I still be sinner's
prayer?
So, hope you have a blessed week. This is like a special bonus episode.
Yes, indeed.
Sorry for the little glitch there, but I think that will be a blessing to you. Have a blessed week.
Take care, guys.
Jovan. Renard. But brother, after you really go mention that now when you know say out tonight. I break your Sabbath, brother.
No, I'm talking about God. That's not breaking the Sabbath.
Oh, okay.
It's really
you're doing the work of God. All right. All right. So
blessings.
Yeah.